Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Please, Composed with Love by my nephew, Miles Sebastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, Nicole, I gave you a good scare because I couldn't log on.
Oh, my goodness, Cindy, I swear.
Every time I called in, I was getting blown off the Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my God. No, because it was literally right before you popped up, I had said to Lisa, I'm like, okay, Houston, we have a problem. And she's like, what? And I was just like, we're going live in like 23 seconds and Cindy's not on the line. And then all of a sudden, like, you popped up with, like, 5 seconds to go.
And it's so funny because it keeps saying the wrong time on, you know, my blog talk that I'm looking in right now has all wrong information on it. So
I don't know
what happened here. But, I mean, finally, I tried to call from my cell phone, and that didn't work either. So I went back to my regular phone, and finally it went through. So, you know, with Blog Talk Radio, it's always a little bit of excitement.
Oh,
and today
I
said, I'm going to try to log in early just to make sure nothing happens. So.
Well, luckily I logged in at, you know, like 15 minutes ago because, you know, I was making dinner and I wanted to be able to sit down and relax. So I logged in and I just let it go on speakerphone just so that, you know, I could do everything that I needed to do but still monitor the show. Otherwise, I was going to be in one of those, oh, my God, the show is going on in like 3 minutes, and then having to try to, you know, get through at the last minute. So,
well, that's what happened to me. Now I'm realizing, oh, I would have been better off if I did it one minute before, because obviously what was ever wrong corrected itself 1 minute before the show went on.
Yeah, I'd say.
I don't know, but it always gives us that little bit of scare. And I was doing another person's blog talk radio the other day, and boy, they couldn't hear me. There were so many technical difficulties. I said, oh, because it's not just our show. I mean, but they couldn't hear me, and I was just about ready to hang up because I was in and I could hear them. And then all of a sudden I hung up my phone, and then my phone rang and I picked it up, and I don't know, it worked. So go figure out what that was about.
Oh, Jesus.
Crazy, crazy.
You know what? I mean, as much as I love Blog Talk, sometimes I just want to kill them over there.
Right. I have no idea why it works and why it doesn't. We have a lot of callers today. Did you see all of them?
Oh, my God. I have no idea. Like, first of all, when you popped in, you're not even on my first screen. You're someplace down in, like, screen two.
Well, it may have been that a lot of people dialed in at the very same moment. It's possible. So, you know, maybe just got the lines got clogged. I don't know, but because we do have a lot of callers. So
yeah, we do.
So why
all
don't
right.
you
so we're,
go
we're gonna just jump
right
into the first one. Yep. As usual, I do not screen the first call, just so that you know that we're speaking to you. We're going to go out to the 313 area code, and the last four digits are 4084, just so that you know we are talking to you. And let's see what awaits us there, Cindy. Hello,
okay.
You're on the
Good
air.
Evening. Good evening. This is Rodney. Rodney from Detroit, Michigan, and I just want to know, I've never been in a relationship before, I never dated before. So when do you see my first relationship coming?
Okay, so you really want that first relationship.
Yes.
Okay. It actually looks like pretty promising for the very near future. Do you ask people out? Are you shy? Are you a little bit shy?
Yes.
Okay, because a lot of times the shy guys are missing the nice shy girls because nobody makes a move. And for you, it definitely looks like there's a relationship on the horizon, the kind of woman you could spend your life with, a very good woman. Are you a little afraid of relationships?
No, just shy, maybe
right. And,
low confidence.
And, again, just kind of getting yourself out there, and if you see someone you like, you know, approaching them. And, I mean, do you get rejected if you ask anybody? Or,
yes.
Or you just don't...
No, I get rejected a lot, too.
But,
I mainly be trying to find a girlfriend online.
Well, yeah, that's not the easiest place to go shopping for, because everybody, they literally are shopping for someone. And in their minds, they have a certain type. And, you know, are you looking at people's profiles that interest you, or are you just going after anybody that's on the Internet?
Anybody that's on the Internet.
Okay. That's not the best approach. The best approach is to kind of look at someone who has sort of interest that you have, and that you can offer them something as well. But even just going about your life, you don't ever see anybody that you like when you're just out and about?
And I just, sometimes I've either low confidence or shyness put together.
Right, and that's understandable, but, you know, once you get used to it a little bit, you know, your confidence should grow, but it looks like this year should be your day, you know, your year for finding that special person. But again, do you have an idea of what you want in a woman?
It's a woman that's down to earth and loyal and honest.
Okay, those are good traits. And so when you're looking even on the Internet, you know, look for those kinds of traits. Did you ever post a profile about yourself so that people could come to you?
Yes, but I've been attracting the wrong type of women.
Well, Internet dating is filled with, like, a lot of weird people. I mean, there's normal people on it, too, but don't be surprised that, you know, weird people answer you. So, I mean, that's part of the Internet dating process.
Yes.
Nicole, you're listening to... Do you have anything you want to add to Rodney,
yes,
how he can maybe find someone? Because Nicole's pretty good at that. Nicole, are you there, sweetie? Oh, she may be screening. Because sometimes Nicole has good dating ideas, but, you know, it's mainly shy people oftentimes are missing other good people because they just...
Yes.
It's about them. So if you would just maybe try in the next couple of weeks to, you know, talk to women, approach them, and realize that they're just human beings. They're not as scary as you think they are.
Yeah.
You sound like a very nice man. You have a very nice voice.
Yes.
You come across very honest and sincere. So, you know, just even striking up a conversation and getting used to talking with people. Because shy people really end up having to be with the people that pursue them rather than going after what they want. So, you know, sometimes people just marry the wrong person because they were shy and that's the only person who ever asked them out. So try to, you know, I do see love coming your way and, you know, keep on doing what you're doing now.
Yes. So do you have a timeline?
It looks like it should be in the next few months. So if not even before then, if you really want love, it's one of the things that you will manifest.
Yeah.
But again, you know, you do have to, you know, kind of man it up a bit, you know, and realize that there's a lot of nice women that would love to date you. And, you know, confidence is something that comes with time. You're young yet, so, you know, the players seem to have nothing but confidence. You know that.
Yes.
They don't have much else to offer, but they seem to get a lot of girls. And oftentimes, you know, the one thing that I try to tell women is you're letting a lot of nice men get by because maybe you think they're not your type, maybe they're shy, you know, and they go after the bad boys a lot. So, you know, try to be a man that lets women know that you're looking for a lasting relationship because that's really important to a lot of people, too.
Okay, so what month do you see?
It looks like it could be, you know, sometime in the early fall, so that, you know, maybe October or November, you know, even toward the end of fall. But, again, make it, you know, something that you're deciding, this is my year that I'm going to, you know, I'm going to date and enjoy life.
Yeah. You see, like, around Christmas?
It's probably before Christmas, so keep on, you know, looking. And, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, talk to people and just get to know them and expand your friendship, you know, just your male friends that you know, because maybe it's one of their sisters or their friends. So get out there. And, I mean, a lot of your generation spends too much time watching TV and not going out at all.
Yeah.
So try to get yourself out there. I mean, a lot of you are behind, are all sitting in front of your TV. How are you going to meet each other?
Yes. So is it because my finances are going to get better? So that's another reason why I'm low confidence.
Well, the finances look better here, too. It looks like a new job opportunity for you. So, you know, you might want to work at getting a good job or a job that you like, and that will also help meet some new people. But everything looks good in your card. You're actually, this looks like this should be your year from this September to next September.
So I'm currently helping somebody sell a car, so I'm supposed to get like a larger amount of wealth for it.
Right, and you want to make some money, and that's good. That looks like definitely you'll make your money.
So that's probably like around November.
Right, and then things will open up for you.
Yes.
Well, good luck to you, and we're going to try to take as many calls as we can tonight. And let us know when love comes your way, Rodney. Thank you for calling in our show. You're welcome. Bye.
Okay.
Now, Nicole, doesn't he sound like a nice man?
Yes, he does sound like a very, very nice man. You know,
and again, your generation spends too much time watching TV and staying home and not going out and meeting each other.
It makes so many mistakes, it's sickening.
Right, because it's really, how is love going to find people if they don't get out there?
Well, and when they do get out there, they go to the wrong places.
Yes,
you know?
I'm always saying we give, sometimes, you know, we'll be at spiritual lectures, or I'll give a lecture on my book, and, you know, I have so few people showing up. I'm like, isn't that a good place to meet love-minded people when somebody's talking about a book or, you know, it's a spiritual topic? Wouldn't it be a good place to make some new friends?
I would have to agree.
And it gets frustrating for all people giving lectures lately because, you know, even, you know, the singles event, sometimes they have good speakers going and people aren't showing up. I mean, it's silly. You know, really find something that interests you. Look on the events calendars, you know, in your town or in your area and, you know, just go and see what's there.
Absolutely, Cindy. I could not agree more.
Now, I see that have you screened anybody yet?
I've been screening very many people. Oh, you can't see on your end?
No, I told you my whole thing is really messed up today. So
surprise, you can't see what I'm doing. Okay.
No, I can't at all. That's why I'm trying. You know, I'm lucky I'm online tonight, so I'm not questioning the gods is why I can't see anything going on here today.
All right. Well, for right now, Cindy, we're going to take a little bit of time, and we're going to go over to Ohio, and we're going to speak to Abby. Now, Abby is a repeat caller. And it's her birthday today, and she's hoping that you're going to have some good news because she's really, really had a terrible run of luck just, you know, within the last couple of months. If, for those of you who don't remember, you know, she was the one where we had to try to break to her very, very easily that, you know, there would be a loss of her baby, and that happened at the end of April, and she was having issues with, you know, her husband, and, you know, she was in danger of getting her kids taken away. And, you know, apparently a lot of things have transpired, largely due to her husband's, you know, lack of honesty. And she suffered some really, really bad consequences here, Cindy. And on her birthday, she really needs to hear something good. I'm hoping that her cards give her just that. So here we go to Abby in Ohio. Hello, Abby. You're on the air.
Hi, Cindy. How
Hi,
are
Abby.
You?
Happy birthday. Isn't it great that we have our show on your birthday?
Well, I'm just happy to be able to get through and talk to you, and I'll try to be quick because I want to make sure.
No,
that
everybody likes you. People sometimes email me and ask me how Abby's doing, and it's funny that should call in, and people are saying, we hope Abby's doing better. So you have a little bit of fan base who remembers your loss of your baby and that, you know, you had that new guy that didn't turn out to be such a great guy, the prince that became the beast, and you have an ex that's not so wonderful either. And,
right. The last time we talked, you said that I was going to hit rock bottom and that it was going to get very ugly. And I thought it was regarding the baby who passed away, his father. But little did I realize it was my ex-husband. He has. I'm involved with three different lawsuits with him, and one including where my children have falsely accused me of abusing them, and so I'm facing criminal charges, and it just seems to get worse and worse and worse. I'm trying to fight the fight, but it just seems like no one's listening to me or believing me. And, you know, without going into detail, I think you kind of know what my rock bottom was, and
right.
It was horrible. And so I'm just trying to, I guess I'd rather know, you know, do I just let it go and see what happens, or do I have to continue to fight to get my children back?
Again, how old are your children, by the way? Can you just give us a...
Yeah, my son, he just turned 15 this past week, so I didn't even get to see him on his birthday. And then I have a 12-year-old daughter, and she's the one who said that I pushed her and she fell. And that's the only charge against me, is that I pushed her and she fell. And they've charged me with 4 different domestic violence, assault, endangering children. I mean, it's ridiculous. They act like I'm FBI's most wanted. And then my youngest daughter is 8. And I haven't seen them since July 3rd.
Well, your husband's doing a pretty good job of wanting to brainwash them. And unfortunately, your children are the ones that are going to suffer, particularly your son who's 15. He's old enough to know better. And,
right.
You know, it's unfortunate how one parent can really distort and turn the children against another. It's very bad karma to do what he did. Even if you were the world's worst mother, which you're certainly not, it would be up to him to allow them to see it for themselves without him making up trumped up charges and nonsense. Your children are afraid of him, of their father, as you were when you were married to him. You know, he's pretty, you know, a person who can be like a Nazi and make them feel like, if you don't go along with what I want, you're going to be sorry.
Right.
But it's still not an excuse for them to say these things. Again, he just wants you to run away and go away. I would advise you to, you know, stand up to him. And, you know, it's another thing for your daughter to say something like this casually, but in a court situation, she may be less reluctant to lie. And it may frighten her. I mean, I'm not saying he's not brainwashing them to believe the stories, too, but the point is, if you have the courage or the strength, I personally would not let my ex get away with that.
And I've been fighting it, and I recently found evidence on an old phone of his where he's talking about, you know, wanting to kill me and, you know, taking the children away from me, and I'm such a bad mother. But I keep trying to bring this proof to my attorney, and he doesn't want to hear it, and he doesn't think it's relevant.
It's not relevant. It shows that he's a person who harasses and scares people and doesn't go an eye for an eye. He wants your left arm, your right arm, and your firstborn. And that's
right.
What this man is doing. Try to stand a little firm on it. It looks in the future that your children will return to you on their own. But right now, he's brainwashed them to believe that you've abandoned them. He's the only one in the world that they can trust. And, you know, that would scare any child if you heard that. You know, they'll be out in the street without him, according to him. So he's doing a pretty good job of brainwashing them. Your 15-year-old son is going to start getting into trouble, by the way. He's not being watched. There's a little bit of drinking. There's a little bit of drinking and other stuff going on already in the cards here.
I already know that because he's threatened to kill me 3 times in the past year. And I was contacting the juvenile correctional, you know, trying to prevent him from getting in trouble with the lies. And I'm worried about him, and they wouldn't listen to me.
Well, he's going to get in trouble, and that's going to be a little bit of a wake-up call for your husband, too, your ex-husband. It looks like you can, you know, vindicate yourself, but as far as your children go, it may be a few years before they come round to you, and that's the sad part about it, but he's made them really afraid. He did that to you, so you can be a little compassionate of your children. They're only kids, and he scares. Imagine, you were scared as a grown-up. Could you imagine how scary he must be to them?
I know, and that's why I left him, you know, or tried to get him out of my life, because I didn't want him to do this to my children.
But of course, the problem is that, you know, he's the kind of person that made sure, you know, you left him, and he's never going to let you forget that.
No, and I appreciate your honesty. I think the thing is, you know, am I going to, you know, I guess, you know, it's been a very lonely time for me. Will I find, you know, a companion to spend time with, or have a new, you know, have another baby, or have a new relationship? You know,
yeah, everything looks good for you in terms of you finding a new relationship, you having, you know, lots of good things happening in your life in the future. Just go forward in your life and don't let all of this make you feel like a bad person, because that's what he's trying to. He actually wants you to kill yourself. That's what your ex-husband would like you to do. He's so mean and vengeful. I hope you realize how mean he is.
No,
and what you're
going to
do is show him that you become stronger, that you love yourself, that you're lovable, you can have a wonderful relationship, and your children will later on see who you are. And unfortunately, they're going to have a lot of guilt later on in their life for doing what they did to you.
Right, and I think I keep asking about the baby aspect or a new family because I'm a nurturer. I took care of my siblings growing up, and I'm a very nurturing person, and not being able to nurture anyone but myself now just doesn't feel fulfilling to me, and I just feel like a huge void in my life.
Do you have any animals? Do you have a dog or a pet you could nurture right now?
I have two cats, but they could care less.
That's something. But that's something. But nurturing yourself is what I'm loving to hear the word that you're nurturing yourself. You need to love yourself the way you love your own daughter. You know, build your strength up, build your self-esteem. You're not the first person who, and Nicole knows this, who's had similar stories. I mean, so many of my good clients have really been hurt by the manipulators who really lie under oath, who really drive us crazy, so by the time we go to court, we do look nuts because they've systematically broken us down. You can't allow him to ever make you look that way. So you're going to be strong so that when you have to face court, you're calm, you just state the facts, you don't look hysterical, because that's what he wants you to do. He wants you to look like a nut job in court. And what you're going to do is be very calm and state the facts. No matter what he says, you're not going to let him make you scream or look like a nut in court. Because they know to do this, these people. They
right,
know to make us look crazy.
Right, and that's what he tells everyone. I'm a drunk, I'm an alcoholic. You know, he lies and calls me, you know, horrible names, you know, in front of my children, to any neighbors, to anyone who will listen, and they believe it.
Well, that's because he's so convincing. And at this point, you moving on and finding yourself someone to love and, you know, starting a new family with someone else, or maybe he has children and you can begin to have that world. And, you know, your kids will eventually get their father's number. They will eventually see what he's like when he turns on them, because when your son starts getting in trouble, he's not going to want him. Your husband is going to have no patience for that boy.
Right.
So, he loves very conditionally, and once that kid's, he'll probably ship him back your way. So it's one of those things. You just need to be a little bit patient, you know, love yourself, and don't let what he's saying go into you and hurt you anymore, because he's trying to do that. He's trying to destroy you.
I know what he's doing, believe me. I'm just concerned about whether or not I bring this evidence back to the police, because he threatened to kill me several times last year, and I just found proof of it through text messages he was sending to other women. I mean, he was having at least like 5 different affairs, I found out about.
Well, the man's a sex addict. He can't control his behavior. That's for sure. The man is a sex addict. And what you could do is bring that to the local police and see what they'll do with it. But go in there calmly, but and just have it, a police report filed now.
Okay, thank you very much.
So my happy birthday. Your cards look good for this year, Abby, and thank you so much for calling in. And Nicole and I will pray that things go your way. You deserve it.
Well, thank you, and thank you to everybody who has well wishes for me because I need them. So thank
they,
you very
they
much.
They do, and I'm sure that our listeners are glad to hear that you know you're getting stronger because you certainly sound stronger than the last time when we spoke.
Yes, I am. I'm building that self confidence up. So thank you very much. Have a good evening, everybody.
Happy birthday! Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, boy, Nicole, how many rotten people are there in the world torturing people? It's horrible.
I know. You know what? But unfortunately, like you told Abby, last time she called, you know, she's got to hit rock bottom with this. You know, she's been very, very almost passive as a lot of these terrible things have been happening. And now she's at a point where, you know, she's willing to fight back, and maybe that's really what she needed. She needed to muster up her courage. She needed to see just how bad it could get before she just kind of, you know, stomps her feet and says, you know what, forget this. No. You know, I'm done now. You know, and it's a long road and it's a hard road, but, you know, it's definitely a road worth fighting for. So, you know, we wish her lots of luck, and, you know, hopefully she'll be calling us back with another update, and hopefully it'll be a little bit of better news, you know, in a couple of months from now.
And that's the righteous anger that God's waiting for the good people to do. We're by nature peacemakers. And it's not a good trait because there's a time for war. And if you don't fight these people, they just win.
Well, you know what? It's sad, too, because, you know, she is such a nurturer. And, you know, she just wants to put Band-Aids on things. She just wants to make everything better, make everything go away, you know, like you know, the perpetual mommy would do. You know, but sometimes she's got to be the mommy and sometimes she's got to be a warrior. And she just has to, you know, find her own inner strength and know when to be that warrior.
That's exactly it. And, of course, even if we don't win the battle, the fact that we made these people's lives hell for a while makes them think twice before they make trumped-up charges and makes them get a run for their money.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Even if we don't necessarily win, it's the fact we didn't just lie down and let them run us over with a Mack truck.
Yeah.
And believe me, when you start fighting back, these people get really mad. They can't believe you'd even try to fight them.
You know what? If somebody's going to try that hard to hurt you or to ruin your life, make them work for it.
That's right.
Don't give them an invitation. You make them work.
That's right. You work for that. You're going to torture me. You're getting tortured back. I mean, that's just the way it is. And it's hard because by nature, really, we are peacemakers. But yep. I found eventually we're not mad at the people who rob and rape and hurt us. We're mad at ourselves for allowing it and not at least trying to fight for ourselves and for what's right.
Very, very true.
Well, I see you've been screening. I don't see you've been screening, but you said you did. So
I've been screening. Don't worry. And actually, we're going to go out to California right now. We're going to speak to Rachel. Now, Rachel is a very, very lovely woman, Cindy. She has been calling into this show for like a year and has finally gotten on the air. So I did promise her that she was gonna get on the air tonight. And basically, Rachel is looking for a little bit of career advice, a little bit of job advice there, Cindy. She, is on a job search, and she just wants to know how will that wind up for her and how is she going to connect with this new position. All right, so let's cruise over to California and speak to Rachel. Hello.
Hi, Rachel. You know, just for your own little edification, if you drop me an email, which is at anybody listening, Cindy Bella, CindiBella, @Verizon.net, or go to my website, Grant Me a Higher Love, and contact me with your phone number, we'll always try to put you through. So
okay.
We don't want people waiting so long, but anyway, your career looks really good. This is a very good year for you. Now, I know it looks like you're worrying a real lot about the situation, but...
Yeah, because I've been looking for so long, I still haven't connected with anything.
Okay, and what kind of field are you in?
Well, I have a business background. I've been in professional business arena for 32 years. And in those 32 years, I've had two jobs, one for 14 and one for 16 years. And I've been just doing just little things for the past 2 years, but I can't find employment.
Did you ever think of working for yourself? With all your business skills, you have like there's a lot of skills in these cards.
Right. I don't know what I would do.
Okay, and again, trying to find a job in this economy takes a little bit of creativity. Are you just looking online for jobs, or are you doing
you
other?
You know, my, first of all, my friends know I have been looking online. I've been looking just anywhere that I think something can be posted. But honestly, for the past 2 months, I've kind of given up because I don't know where to look anymore.
Okay, and I don't blame you for getting discouraged. Really, looking just online is not the best way. And the Wall Street Journal said this last year. You're not going to find a job if you're just looking online. It goes into a slush pile for the most part. But have you ever thought of sending your resume to companies that you're interested in working for? Because a lot of times that's the best way to get it.
I've sent my resume registered mail, so they actually had a sign for it. So I've taken that route as well.
Okay, good. Keep trying to, like, be a little proactive and just apply to where you may want to find work and where you would want to work. It definitely looks like it will be coming your way, but you can't give up because, you know, that how is anybody going to find you at that point? Do you do any networking events or anything like that?
I do not go to networking events. My friends, we're just getting a lot of feedback.
I know. It's driving me crazy, too. Are you sitting near your computer or is it on your phone?
I'm not near my computer. I'm just on my phone. But my friends know, and many of my old clients know I'm still looking.
Okay. And, again, it's really being the most proactive that you can. I see a very good job coming in the near future, by the way. So,
okay.
You know, not getting discouraged is the number one thing. You have a very good 5-year period ahead of you. The fact that you've had two jobs for a long time is unfortunately not going to be the 21st century. It seems like every 3 to 5 years people are going to be having to look for work. So it's starting to realize that whatever skills you've had, have you looked at your resume and make sure it's the best it can be? Like,
Yeah. It covers, I had a very senior position, and it was a job that I left on my own free will for very specific reasons.
Right, and because it was time to, for one thing. And are you regretting that? Because it looks like the decision was what you had to do. I'm not seeing that you made a mistake.
Thank you.
That if you just had to do, we don't need to sell our soul for a dollar, and that's what you were kind of doing here.
I was.
And, you know, just there were some people there that really were not very good, and I don't think God wants you to make money for the devil at this point. So, I mean, getting away from them was good, but, you know, I know you have a little bit of regrets. Perhaps you didn't think it was going to be this hard to find work. But again, we have to watch our words. If you're saying it's a bad economy, I can't find work, that God's going to keep making it a bad economy for you and you can't find work. If you believe there's work out there and you will find it, the universe will say, okay, there's work for you. Are you being a little bit negative now? Do you find yourself being negative? It would be normal to be, but practicing thinking.
My thinking is I'm waiting for the perfect job to connect with me because I know it's out there.
Right.
I want to take the job that is meant for me that I can grow and blossom and have passion for. So that's what I'm waiting to connect with.
Good. And that's what definitely shows that you have a lot of skills. This should be your year. In terms of finding a good job and a good paying job, the problem is again just seeing it and taking unusual routes to find a job. Definitely, the internet's one of the worst ways to find work. It's like people who just do that are not finding work. So I know that's why everybody says, "Well, that's where the jobs are." It doesn't seem it to me because my clients that keep just doing the internet are not getting jobs. The ones who go outside of that, have you tried any headhunters or anything?
Definitely, and I have gotten nowhere. I've tried about, I don't know, 12, 13 of them.
Right, well, the thing about it is that people are really just applying directly to companies, And the companies don't necessarily have to pay employment agencies or headhunters because they're getting enough resumes coming in directly. And that's why if you want, you might want to try that approach. And actually sending a letter to the companies that go in through the mail and not just coming through the through the internet email. People don't look that great on, you know, on the email as well as if you send them, use nice stationery, send a nice 20-pound paper with a watermark and it looks good and it's well typed and it's, you know, and it's, you send it out, you may get some better results with that. I mean, I used to be a job counselor years ago and I always had people apply only to the jobs that, where they wanted to work and not always just to human resources, sometimes directing a letter to the president of a company with, you know, personal and confidential across the top of it, you'd be surprised how many times the president will pass that on to somebody if it's effective and it looks good. And, you know, even just bring it down to, they will bring it to human resources. You're going to get a job very soon, but, you know, don't get discouraged, whatever you do. Mm-hmm. And try to think outside the box if you couldn't just create your own job with an internet. Yeah. You know, it doesn't take a lot to create a job anymore with your skills and with, you know, with internet and what you could do and, you know, what you've done in the past and how you can translate that into something else. I know it's so hard with people right now because they just seem to be getting so discouraged. But again, you're well spoken. I'm sure you make a good appearance. I'm sure if you get interviews, you do well. It's just getting those interviews.
Yeah, a lot of the jobs that are available are in the high-tech industry, anything to do with high-tech, social media, that type of thing. That is definitely not my background. It is just not my background. So there are very limited opportunities for me to apply to because I'm not into computers, high-tech.
Well, maybe you have to get into it. I mean, I hate to be the one to – how old are you, by the way?
I'm 56.
Okay, I'm 59. You know what? I had to write my book 5 years ago. I was always used to a word processor, not a computer, the whole bit. I forced myself to learn how to do it, to write on the computer, to use computers, to do the social media. It's something that if we're not going to do it, we're going to be dinosaurs. So you're not working right now. So if you could just take time to learn it, even take a cheap adult education course, one's given at the library, and instead of fighting technology, make it your ally and your friend. If you would pick up those skills, you probably would get a job sooner. We can't be dinosaurs. We have to go with the times. And, you know, not saying I can't do it. It's not what I learned. There's no reason. You're smart. There's no reason you can't learn it. And it's not all that hard once you start doing it. So, you know, it's everything we could just teach ourselves more of. The social media is not all that complicated either. I mean, there are courses given online on understanding social media and all of it. If you could get yourself a little bit background in that, and again, bullshit a little bit when they ask you if you know it, you know, say yeah and learn it as you're going. But if you, I mean, really, you know, you can learn anything. You know, smart people can learn anything. And in this day and age in the internet, you could Google any topic. There's enough information. You could even teach yourself. But I think you gave us the answer right there. If you're not computer savvy and social networking.
You know what? I am somewhat, but that is not my interest. I'd rather deal with people. Technology is not my passion. I'd like to focus on.
And again, even if it's not your passion, like me, what I do right now, I had to learn how to do blog talk radio. I didn't know how to do this. I had to learn how to do social media, how to blog, how to do all those things and self-marketed. I self-marketed myself, and if you Google my name, I come up on the search engines like this, but that was all by myself, all self-taught, no PR people, nothing. And it is, I still deal primarily with people. That's my skill, but how could people find me and how could I reach more people? So again, keep in mind that your people are your goal. That's not what we're not saying, but learning how to pick up some new skills would be very good if you walked into a job and said, oh yeah, I'm pretty good. Oh yeah, I know how to use social media. It's really not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
So
right. I'm okay on Facebook and LinkedIn and all those type of things.
Right, and you have a lot of humility. I think you learn no probably more than you think, you know?
Oh, of course I do. Yeah, I do. I definitely do. But getting a job in that field, I'd rather find a job in that deals with, I don't know, people on a emotional level. I've been in sales for 32 years. I managed a $7 million branch. It's that type of connection with people rather than dealing with Facebook accounts or high tech. But may I ask, when do you see something coming for me? Will it be this year, you said, or is it, when you say this year, are you talking about the next 12 months?
It's definitely within probably 3 to 6 months here, and a lucrative job. Again, indeed. And if you're in sales, do you like sales? Because it looks like you would be good at.
I excel at managing a large staff or a group, a branch operation. Might take more of a leadership role. Sales was my foundation, but I have excelled beyond that.
Right, and that's why, look, everybody's selling something. And if you're capable of doing that and, promoting that and your management skills, it's certainly here for you. Just, again, visualize yourself with a good job and try not to say it's a bad economy. There's no shortage of money on this planet, and there are companies doing very well. You may want to do your homework and Google companies that are doing well in your area and then put some resumes there. There are a lot of growth companies out there. So, it's doing a little bit of your own homework.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you read in the newspaper a company that's expanding and doing well, put your resume out there. Just send it out there and see what happens. You could even see something and figure out that you could do it. I remember when my ex-husband was looking for a job on Wall Street, and Scottrade had not been in New York yet. And Scottrade was pretty much out in St. Louis and different states. And I said to him, why don't you just write a letter to the president and ask him if he wants a branch started up in New York? And he did that, and they flew him into St. Louis, and he started his own Scottrade branch in New York. And now, of course, there's millions, there's a lot in New York. But mm-hmm. I saw something that looked like the man might want to expand. Maybe he doesn't know anyone in New York. Why don't you approach him with that? And mm-hmm. it worked. So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you need to see something that's out there that may need somebody to expand it. And if you just mm-hmm. happen to contact, and what the president of Scottrade had said at the time was he had just thought about he wanted to expand in New York the day before. Now here comes this resume on his desk, and it just clicked. So, we can sometimes create jobs, even with existing companies who may want to be expanding. And that's just a little bit of creative thinking. And, that's the thinking outside the box.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you, and let us know, because it really does look promising. And if you do want to get through directly, remember to contact me via my website or CindyBella@Verizon.net. And let us know. We're going to be really looking forward to hearing from you with your new job.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Good luck.
Advice.
Bye. Oh, Nicole, I'm so glad I've been self-employed for 35 years. And I've never had a look for work. I've just reinvented myself 3 times with my own little business. It's really one of those things. I keep trying to encourage people, figure out what you can do and only you can do. And
that's one thing that I have to say is that, when I found, this job, although it's a great opportunity, I do miss working for myself. And, I've been still working the back ends of 2 other businesses, that are New York-based in addition to my job, just because one of these days, I'm going to hightail it out of there. And, I'm going to be back employed with myself. So.
Well, and it's funny because, it's just being a little bit creative. It's like seeing a need and creating it and, just having the courage to do it. In this day and age with the Internet, it's easier than ever. You need a website. You need a skill that you can do. You need the right
half
price.
Half the time you don't even really need a website.
That's true.
There are other websites that literally allow you to host anything that you want. that, you know, it's literally their website address, you know, with a / in your name or your business or whatever it is, and they allocate the space for you.
Exactly. And,
it's easier than ever.
You know, everyone always looks at me like I have two heads when I say, think about how you can work for yourself. It's the illusion that a corporation or a government's a job bank and that they give a crap about you. They don't.
Well,
if they can outsource
thing,
or pay less, they
here's
will.
Here's another thing. If you're sitting home and you're not employed, or if your hours are cut and you're working a part-time job, what do you have to lose by trying to do something online, by even setting yourself up for a little trickle of income to come in, you know, through one of these, you know, different mediums or whatever, where you're still accepting the fact that you're unemployed, but at least you're doing something that's constructive, or you're accepting the fact that, you know what, your hours are being cut, and that's the universe, just like last week, you know, when the slow season hit in my business and they sent everybody home. You know what? That's the universe telling me, okay, you're going to have to concentrate on a couple of other things now, and that's the universe giving you a break. And if you're on an extended break, then there's something you're not seeing while on that break. So open up your eyes and open up your minds a little bit and look at the potential in your situation, not, you know, what's tragic by you not having something that's cushy or that's keeping you in a very, very comfortable, invulnerable place, you know?
Exactly.
Look at what your situation is and capitalize on it. If you're unemployed, what is it going to hurt if you do research on how to own your own business or how to work something? What is it going to really cost you to go and make something and try to sell it or you know, utilize any of your talents that way?
And you could sell things on eBay, you know, creative people could be selling on eBay. And, you know, those are the kinds of things. Think of outside the box. Think what you can do. And, again, just, you know, synchronicity. Playing on the computer, Googling certain things in your field might pop up something. And you go, oh, my God, I didn't know this company existed around the block from me.
Exactly.
So it's really a little bit of that. And, you know, not being afraid. What do I have to lose by sending a letter to a president of a company that I'm interested in working? I mean,
throw it away and you never hear from them. You're not hearing from them now when you're not writing any letters. So
right, but I mean, imagine, you know, when I made my ex-husband apply to that Scott trade, and the man opened a branch.
Yep.
So that's something that you never know. You never know that the person might just be thinking of that, and your resume lands on their desk, and they go, wow, synchronicity, and more people are into that.
Yep.
Well, I know you've been screening, although I don't see anybody here that you've screened, and you can...
All right. Well, we have about 12 minutes left, so just, you know, real quick, I would just like to thank all of the callers that did call in tonight. As always, I always try to get as many of you on the air as possible. And keep trying, because just like Rachelle, you know, eventually she did get through. But right now, we are going to cruise over to Arizona, and we're going to speak to Betty. And Betty's got what should be a very, very easy call for you, Cindy.
Oh, good. Thank you.
It should be very, very easy. Okay? Betty asked a friend of hers, you know, for a loan. She needed a loan, and she asked a friend. And he said, okay, let me take a, you know, let me sleep on it, and I'll get back to you. And he's supposed to be getting back to her, you know, with his answer. And she just wants a little sneak peek at her future. Is he going to lend her the money?
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right, so you pull some cards, and we're going to cruise over and say hello to Betty. Hello, Betty. You're on the air.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Betty. So you asked your friend, and he said, I'll get back to you. It looks like he's a little nervous to loan you money.
Okay.
Not that you're not a good person to loan it to, but he's asking people's opinion. Do you know who he might be asking?
Maybe his wife, but
he's
loaned me money twice before, and I've always paid him back.
Right, I know his wife's a little like reluctant to loan it at this point because they seem to have a little bit of budgeting themselves going on. Do you know what's going on with them?
Well, he owns his own business, and it's a real estate management business, so he's got lots of money.
Okay, so I don't know. She seems to be a little bit reluctant about it, but do you have to pay him interest on it?
Last time he loaned me $2,100, and he put a loan fee of $300 on there. So,
boy, that was pretty steep. How long did you borrow it for?
Huh?
How long did you borrow?
I paid him back in a year. Seriously.
You know how much money you have to have in the bank to make $320 interest?
Oh, I
at
know.
1%,
I mean,
at 1%. So, you know, he looks like he was a little reluctant at first, and I'm not sure why, but, again, he may come back with, a, you know, with that kind of interest on it. And
well, I told him he could put another loan fee on there, you know, and he says, I'll call you tomorrow morning.
Okay, and again, he's
and his,
you know, he'll put a loan fee on there.
Pardon?
He'll put a loan fee on there for sure. It might look better if you don't have any ability to get a cash advance from a credit card. You look like you might do better with that.
No, because I need like over $2,000, or I need $2,000.
But still, don't you know, credit cards oftentimes, if you could apply for a new one, that might give you zero interest rate for a year or a low interest rate.
Yeah, but whenever you take cash out of a credit card, they charge you a higher interest rate than what you normally charge regular items on. Because you're
okay, because it just looks like he's a pretty big, you know, charges a pretty steep amount for that loan. But again, you're
$300 for $2,100. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. All I know is what putting money in the bank to get three. I don't think you get $320 if you have $50,000 in the bank for a year. So you know, interest. You know, 1% interest. You don't get very much in your money for a year. So,
right.
I mean, I know, you know, on $20,000, I think it was like, I don't know, wasn't even $10 because I didn't even get the tax on it, you know, to put it through my taxes. So that's what I'm saying. It's not the cheapest amount, and it's a good deal for him. So, you know, at that rate, it looks like he probably will. Sometimes he doesn't like even charging you the amount, but his wife won't let him unless he does.
Well, his wife doesn't even work in the business, so she would never know unless he tells her. I don't know. She just stays at home and does nothing.
Yeah, he tends to talk to her about certain things anyway, just because he doesn't, you know, he just does. But it looks good. He looks like you should get the loan. There's not a problem.
So you see him loaning me the $2,000 that I need?
Yes, he looks like he will. Absolutely.
And can you tell when I'll pay him back? Because I said, well, maybe I'll have this lawsuit that's going to settle, or I'll have this annuity guy from in December, or no later in February, I'll be able to pay you back because I'm doing a medical study for $10,000. So when do you see me paying him back?
I see you paying him back soon. So it's
like
not
within
a
month or so?
Yeah, probably 2 months or so. So it's not bad. So
great,
you know,
great.
He's definitely going to loan it to you. Of course, man, you know, he's like, believe me, that's a high rate. Nicole, are you listening? Isn't that a high rate for $2,100?
It is. It's more than 10% because 10% is $210, but he charged me $3.
I know. So that's what I'm saying. I'm just laughing because, you know, no wonder people loan people money. If that's
that
well,
that's,
yeah,
that's a little much. I got to be honest.
The first two times he loaned me money, he didn't charge me anything. And then the last time, which was over a year and a half ago, he goes, I'm going to tack on a loan fee. And I went, okay, fine. Whatever.
Well, that came from his wife, by the way. That's what I'm talking about. He mentioned that he loaned you money. And she said, what, are you crazy?
A friend of mine did that to her sister, and I was appalled at that, you know, because, I mean, here her sister is like, you know what, can you help me? I'm in, you know, I'm hitting some rough times and this and that, and, you know, and it was something like, you know, she wanted, you know, like $200 on a loan of $7,000. And I was like, are you out of your friggin' mind? Like that's exorbitant. I mean, $300, that's a lot. You know, that's taking a little bit of advantage of your unfortunate situation.
Right, well, that's because it came from his wife. But that's why I'm saying, you know, of course people will make deals like that because they can't get that kind. He can't get 10% or more in the bank or anywhere right now. So.
Oh, I know. I mean, I knew he was just being greedy.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
I just
want you to acknowledge he's being a little greedy.
Hey, you know what? At least she's not in denial. She knows that her friend is being greedy, and she's accepting him on his terms.
I know.
Hey,
when you have friends, you usually try to, like, you know,
help them a little bit.
To them, you know, pay me back. So you're happy they pay you back, actually.
But he's really not a friend. I met him because he had filed a lawsuit against somebody, and then I helped that person that ripped him off of $250,000. I turned him into the attorney general's office. So I knew him because of that, but I helped him out because then they made the guy sign. He agreed to have a judgment against him for $1.3 million because he really ripped off a bunch of people for like $3 million. And that's how I met him. He's not really a friend. Right, I helped him.
Right, I mean, you really did help him. So, I mean, you know, he kind of owed you the first two loans anyway, you know.
Yeah, I know, but unfortunately, because the guy's like 77 years old, the old guy that ripped everybody off, he's on Social Security, and all he has is a judgment against all these people, and they'll never get their money back. But I told this young guy, Steve, who's 49, and I said, hey, but at least you got $250,000 when your one of your relatives died, so it sort of like covered up the money that you lost. And he goes, yeah, I've been really fortunate. So, like I said, he's got money.
Yeah, of course. But the point is, you know, Nicole, I'm glad you were in agreement with me that I thought it was absorbent amount of money here.
Oh, totally.
You know, it's just one of those things that, that's my next client, which I always tell him I have a radio show. Please don't come here before my radio show's over.
All right, well, thank you very much. I'll be looking forward to tomorrow when he calls me.
Hi, I'm in the middle of a radio show. You can come in. Okay, so
all right, well,
that's why
Betty,
I schedule it 8:15, and every radio show somebody rings comes here early. Okay, so we only have a few minutes left. Nicole, what is your like general impression of today's show? What's going on in the world here?
You know what? I'm just convinced that you know today's show was for me.
Yes, it was for you.
Today's show is totally for me because you know what? Prior to me getting on the radio, I was having like a little bit of a bad day. Like, I even shut down. I was like, you know, Lisa was texting me. I was like, you know what? I don't even want to talk about this right now. I'm like, well, I'll talk to you, you know, when I get home. I just kind of want to, you know, just mellow out. You know, so I was like, you know what? I was just like, I know what I'm going to do. I said, I'm going to ask Cindy before we go on the air. And then there was no Cindy before we went on the air, you know. And I had, like my mind was, like, a little bit scattered. And then, of course, you know, each one of these callers, you know, touched on something that I was going to ask about anyway. So today's show is for me. So thank you to all of our callers for being in sync with what I need.
Right.
I've always said that the world should revolve around me, and you guys just proved it.
And also, you realize when I keep trying to tell people, think outside the box for a job. Just think outside of the box. What can you do that nobody else can do? What unique skills do you have? Figure it out. Figure it out and do it, you know. And once you're on that right path, you know, doors open. Well, thank you so much, Nicole, for everything. You have a shout out. I'd like to shout out to Nicole, who always comes through, even when Blog Talk Radio messes up. Nicole is right there.
Well, Cindy, my shout out, as always, is to you. Because
and next week
always,
you're not going to be doing the show, correct?
What's that?
Next week is the day you're not going to be doing the show, correct?
Next week, no, because I will be, you know, on a, actually, you know what? Actually, no, my flight is at 8, so yeah, I'll be in the airport.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Well, I know.
I'd like to hear what's going on in the airport.
Well, you know what? I might just call in just, you know, as a fluke thing just to be like, you know, hey, Cindy, what's going on?
Wow. Well, have a great flight, and
I will do this.
We'll speak to you in the following week.
Absolutely, and you have a great show, and as always, thank you very much for your services. As always, you've been, you know, wonderful with our callers, and even in the not-so-nice, you know, situations where you have to deliver the bad news, you always do it so gently that they don't even realize that.
No,
you
I
know,
don't. I start stuttering.
No, well, you know what? You're always so gentle with your words and everything, and you really, really try not to be abrasive with things that you say. And as always, you did a great job today. And, you know, and a little extra shout-out to Abby over in Ohio. You know, I really hope that, that you know, she finds her inner warrior and she gets out there. And, you know, she was always playing so nice because, you know, she didn't want to hurt her kids and she didn't want to lose her kids. And that happened anyway. So, you know, Abby, if you are still listening, you know what? It can't get any worse, honey. You want those babies, you go fight for them.
That's exactly it. Well, thank you so much, Nicole. Have a great week.
Thank you so much, Cindy. And my biggest amount of love and hugs and kisses to TJ.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.